2 hours after the market opened on Saturday morning, the tables of fresh vegetables had been reduced to a pile of zucchini from a Wasilla farm and a few bags of lettuce from the community garden. 19-year-old Graham Dinkel from Wasilla has been selling at markets for his entire life, and he says this was very atypical.
Usually it's pretty slow. Like, every once in a while a customer will come by, but I've been swamped.
The dozens who came through the Begich Middle School parking lot walked away with art, coffee, free books, and painted faces as well. Area resident Diana Campbell says when she first heard about the market, her reaction was, finally.
It brings people together, and it showcases what we have here and what we can have more of. It's a bright spot. We're trying to make more bright spots in this side of town.
Market volunteer Kayleen Saxton says it also demonstrates that the community needs a gathering space. It took months for the volunteer-run committee to find a location for the now weekly event.
In this community, there are very few places that you can meet. The schools are used for the meetings when you have, 30 or more people you want to get together. And we really want another space, outside space and inside space eventually.
Saxon says she's hoping the market will eventually find a home in a new park near DeBar and Muldoon. The Anchorage Assembly will consider officially designating the land as a park later this year. But for now, the market will stay at the middle school every Saturday through the end of September. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.